بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been extremely merciful and gracious towards the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Time and again, we should remind ourselves of the countless blessings and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we enjoy. Today there's a shortage of water, and when there's a shortage of the blessing, you realize its value. So sometimes the simple things in our lives, like water, our health, the food that we eat, sometimes those simple things, things that we do not pay much attention towards, are in fact the greatest bounties, for which we should show the greatest level of appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَيَرْضَى أَن يَأْكُلَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْلَةً فَيَحْمَدَهُ عَلَيْهَا أَوْ يَشْرَبْ شَرْبَةً فَيَحْمَدَهُ عَلَيْهَا. That certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes extremely happy when you take a morsel of food, you eat it, and after tasting it, you say, Alhamdulillah. What's Alhamdulillah? An acknowledgement and an appreciation. Acknowledgement that the bounty was given to you by Allah alone, and appreciation for that bounty. And similarly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah becomes very happy. Allah becomes pleased that when you take a sip of water, you drink some water, after taking that gulp of water, you say, Alhamdulillah. This makes Allah very, very happy. And the happier you make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the longer will Allah allow you to enjoy that ni'mah and that bounty. One of the great bounties of Allah that we enjoy is the fact that Allah gives us many, many opportunities to make amends and to bring about a transformation in our lives. These are opportunities from Allah. The day of Jumu'ah is one such opportunity. Every Jumu'ah is an opportunity given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring about a change and a transformation in your life, to always aspire to become a better person, a better Muslim, a better human being, a better father, a better husband, a better child. These are opportunities from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has blessed us once again this year with another such great opportunity, and that is to witness the month of Sha'ban. When we look at the lunar calendar and the 12 months that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, something unique with regards to the names of these months is that their names were derived either from the season in which they were named or from battles, from wars. So the name is either related to something pertaining to the season, the weather, the climate, or the name is pertaining to something related to war and warfare. For example, you have Rabi'. You have Rabi' al-Awwal, Rabi' al-Akhir. The two Rabi'is. Rabi' means spring. Why? Because when they named that month, it happened to be during the season of spring. So the name was derived from the present climate and the season at the time. You have Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Ukhra, Jumada. What does Jumada mean? Jumada means winter. At the time when they named that month, it was during the winter season, although of course it will not always fall in the winter season because it's the lunar calendar. But at the time when they named it, that was the season at the time, Jumada. So you had two Jumada, Jumada al-Ula, Jumada al-Ukhra. It was derived from the cold climate that they had experienced. Then you have, for example, Rajab. We have just bid farewell to the sacred month of Rajab. Rajab means at-tawakkuf. Rajab means to put all things on hold, to put things on pause, to stop. Literally means at-tawakkuf, to stop. We find that the month of Rajab was considered sacred even during the pre-Islamic era. It was considered so sacred, the month of Rajab, that the Arabs would stop all wars. They would agree to honor the sacredness of the month of Rajab, and they would suspend all fighting. And they were a community who fought all the time. In the pre-Islamic era, they were all the time at war. They got up fighting and they went to bed fighting. It was in their nature to fight. They were born warriors. They were born fighters. But when the month of Rajab came, they would pause to honor the sacredness of the month of Rajab. Hence, they called it Rajab, which means to pause or to stop. Then you have the month of Sha'ban. What does the month of Sha'ban mean? What is it related to? We said the months either refer to something pertaining to war or pertaining to the climate and the season. The month of Sha'ban, there are two meanings that are offered by Imam Hajar al-Asqalani, rahmatullah alayh. He says that the one meaning of Sha'ban means تَشَعُّلُ الْعَرَبْ فِي طَلَبِ الْمِيَهِ تَشَعُّب. Sha'ban, تَشَعُّب. What does تَشَعُّب mean? تَشَعُّب means to disperse, to go about in search of something. When the month of Sha'ban arrived, they would go out searching for something, seeking something. What was it? تَشَعُّب فِي طَلَبِ الْمِيَهِ. They would go out to secure water. Why? Because the hot season was about to commence, the season of Ramadan. By the way, Ramadan means heat. Ramadan literally means to be hot, because when they named the month of Ramadan, it was named during the hot season, so they call it Ramadan, that time of the year when it's extremely hot. So they were awaiting. By the way, Ramadan was initially known as Na'iqa. Na'iqa, which also means extreme levels of heat. So Sha'ban, the name is derived from, again, the climate. That's one interpretation. تَشَعُبُهُمْ فِي طَلَبِ الْمِيَهِ. Since yesterday, 10 o'clock in the morning, that is what we were doing. Right? Going out to secure water. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward those brothers who made the water available. As I was coming, I saw a number of brothers making wudu, and they are still making wudu. Every drop of water that is used to perform that wudu goes to that person who, the reward goes to the person who supplied the water. The salah that will be performed with that wudu, the reward of that salah goes to the person who provided the water. You know, I often say the next person's troubles and the next person's hardship could be a means of your prosperity. So, tasha'ub, dispersing, moving around, looking for water, that is why it was called the month of Sha'ban, the month wherein they would go out in search of water, fill up their tanks, fill up their reservoirs to keep the water for the month of Ramadan when it gets extremely hot. The other meaning is تَشَعُبُهُمْ فِي الْغَارَاتِ. Because Rajab, there was no fighting. And the moment Sha'ban started, they said, we on. They were back at it. So تَشَعُبُهُمْ, descending on the enemies that they never interacted with during the month of Rajab. So that is the significance or the meaning, the true meaning of the name of Sha'ban. Either to go out searching for water to collect it for the hot month of Ramadan, or back to battle, descending on the enemy. The month of Sha'ban is the month in which the month of Ramadan was legislated, or fasting in the month of Ramadan was legislated. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. Allah says about the month of Ramadan, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ. Whoever is about to to witness and experience the month of Ramadan, فليصم. He must observe the fast of the entire month of Ramadan. This ayah of the Quran, which legislated the fast of the month of Ramadan and which obligated fasting upon the believers during the month of Ramadan, was revealed in the second year of Hijrah. When Rasulullah ﷺ arrived in Madinatul Munawwara, for the first year there was no Ramadan. But the second year of Hijrah, the fasting was legislated, and it happened in the month of Sha'ban of that year. Then we find the changing of the Qibla. We know that while Rasulullah ﷺ was in Makkatul Mukarramah, the Qibla was towards Jerusalem, Baytul Maqdis. And when he arrived in Madinatul Munawwara as well, for 16 or 17 months, he prayed in the direction of Jerusalem. But when he was in Makkatul Mukarramah, he always had this desire and this longing to pray towards the Kaaba. He felt that the Kaaba was the Qibla, the direction, and the holy house that was built by his great-grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam. So he always had this desire to pray towards the Kaaba since he was appointed as a Nabi. But in Makkatul Mukarramah, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could do is he would stand in such a way facing Jerusalem, but the Kaaba would be in front of him. It was possible to face both Qiblas at the same time. So to a certain degree, that desire of his was fulfilled while he was in Makkatul Mukarramah. When he arrived in Madinatul Munawwara, he could no longer do that. It was in two opposite directions. So he could not face the Kaaba at the same time while facing towards Jerusalem. For 16 or 70 months, he prayed towards Jerusalem. But he always had this desire, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that desire of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. Allah says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see you looking up in anticipation towards the heavens. You are looking up in anticipation that when will the Qibla be changed from the Kaaba to, from Baytul Maqdis, from Jerusalem to Kaaba. قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ. Now we have changed your Qibla from Baytul Maqdis, from Jerusalem. نُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. A Qibla that you would love to face. And that was the Kaaba. So that also happened. The direction, the changing of the direction also happened in the month of Sha'ban. So that, the second year of Hijrah, the month of Sha'ban was a momentous month for the Muslim Ummah. Right? The legislation of the fasting and of course the turning or the changing of the direction of the Qibla. So this month of Sha'ban reminds us of what? Our Salah. Qibla. It is a month wherein we should be reminded of the importance of salah. And in those very same ayat, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the direction changing from Baytul Maqdis, from Jerusalem to Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of a certain anxiety and concern that the Sahaba had. They came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasul of Allah, we were praying all these years towards the direction of Baytul Maqdis, Jerusalem. Right, all these years we were praying in that direction, and now we are asked to change our direction and pray towards the Kaaba. What happens to all those prayers, all the salahs that we had prayed for so many years? Are they gone to waste? What happens to those prayers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what about those, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about those sahaba who passed away before the Qibla was changed to Al-Masjid Al-Haram, towards the Kaaba? What is the status of their salah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayah, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. Allah will never destroy إِيمَانَكُمْ. Allah referred to salah as what? As iman. Allah says Allah will never destroy and Allah will not allow your iman to go to perish, referring to what? Salah. Another name of salah is what? Iman. Iman. And we know you can never be a Muslim without iman. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person who's a true mu'min, he will never abandon salah, because if he's abandoning salah, he's abandoning iman. Iman, which means faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is a month, the month of Sha'ban, which reminds us of our responsibility and duty towards our salah. Let us use this month in rectifying our salah, improving on our salah, ensuring that we are praying every salah with jama'ah, with congregation, in preparation for Ramadan. You need to be in a momentum. There must be a momentum going before the month of Ramadan. You are in a good momentum. I always cite the example that before the actual exercise, there's a warm-up session. You will thoroughly enjoy your exercise if you have gone through the warm-up session. You have had a good warm-up session, you will enjoy the exercise that comes thereafter. If you truly want to enjoy the month of Ramadan, that spiritual exercise, commence the warm-up now during the month of Sha'ban. Start warming up the heart. Start igniting the flame of spirituality within the heart. Let us start with our salah. Sha'ban reminds us of our duty to Allah as far as salah is concerned. Let us study Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's attitude. What was his behavior during the month of Sha'ban? Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, فَمَا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِسْتَكْمَلَ صِيَامَ شَهْرٍ إِلَّا رَمَضَانٍ وَمَا رَأَيْتُهُ أَكْثَرَ صِيَامًا مِنْهُ فِي شَعْبًا. She says, I never witnessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasting continuously throughout a month except in Ramadan, without any stop. Ramadan, the whole month, the entire month. But she says, after the month of Ramadan, I did not observe him fasting in any other month as much as he fasted in the month of Sha'ban. In some ahadith, she explains that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted the entire month of Sha'ban, illa qalila, except for one or two days towards the end of the month of Sha'ban. That was his attitude. That was his behavior in the month of Sha'ban. Another example that we often cite is that if you are about to participate in a certain race or a certain competition, right, a physical encounter, whatever it may be, your preparation will be in accordance to the exercise or in accordance to the contest that you are going to take part in. So if it is a cycling event, in preparation you are going to engage in what? Cycling. Most of your time will be spent cycling. Most of our time is going to be spent fasting. So now you are going to prepare yourself by engaging in that act that you are going to spend most of your time in. And that is fasting. The nights are long, the days are short. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ash-shita'u rabi'ul mu'min. Shita, the winter season. When the winter season sets in, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, winter is actually spring for a believer. Meaning he looks forward towards winter, the winter season, as much as he looks forward towards spring. Why? قَصُرَ نَهَارُهُ فَصَامْ وَطَالَ لَيْلُهُ فَقَامْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in winter, and we are witnessing it right now as the winter season sets in, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the days are short, he finds it easy to fast. The nights are long, he finds it easy to stand in prayer at the latter part of the night and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, كان حب الشهور إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يصومه شعبان ثم يصله برمضان. She says that the month that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam really loved to fast in, outside Ramadan, after Ramadan, he really loved, look at the words that she used, he loved it, it was a preference, he loved it. The fast that he loved most after Ramadan was the fast in the month of Sha'ban. And what is one of the most prominent signs that you love a person? What's the most prominent signs? We all claim we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and inshaAllah we all love him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there are signs that you love a person. One of the most prominent signs that you love a person is you love whatever was beloved to that person. Atufu diyara, diyara layla qais, Majnoon. We all know the story of Layla and Majnoon. Majnoon, he would go into the locality where Layla lives. And he would sometimes go and touch the walls of that locality, the area. He would touch the walls and he would rub himself on the walls of that area and that locality. And people say, what's wrong with you? Qais, yani these are inanimate, lifeless objects that you are expressing your love towards. He says, this is the area and the locality that is beloved to my beloved, so it becomes beloved to me. What's a sign of love? Whatever is beloved to your beloved becomes beloved to you. You do it. Why? Because it was something loved by your beloved. There's a Sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala an. He says that I did not really like eating pumpkin. Dubba. It's a type of a pumpkin. If it was there, I would eat it. If it was not available, it's not something that I really relished. He says, once I had a meal with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَكَانَ يَتَتَبَّعَ الدُّبَّى. I noticed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was deliberately looking for that particular veg. As he was dishing out, I realized he loved dubba. It became my most beloved dish. So she said, fast, fast, why? Fasting was loved by my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the topic of Layla and Majnoon, once there were a group of people and they were praying salah in jama'ah. And Majnoon walked past them, right in front of them. He passed them by, as if he did not notice them praying salah. So when they completed their salah, they shouted out to him, Ya Qais, Majnoon, why did you not join us for salah? We were praying salah and you just passed us by. He says, Wallahi, I did not see you. I did not. They say, what do you mean you didn't see? You walked right past us. You passed us by. How could you not see us? He says, Wallahi, you know what? You guys, all of you are not sincere in your love for Allah. They said, listen, we were praying, you are not praying. What do you mean we are not sincere in our love for Allah? He says, I was running behind the dog of Layla. I was running behind the dog of Layla. Perhaps that dog will take me to Layla. And I was so immersed in my thoughts over Layla that I could not see you. You were praying before Allah, but it shows you are insincere in your love for Allah. You engaged in salah, but you could see me. You will love what is beloved to your beloved. Why did Rasulullah fast? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam honored this month of Sha'ban. Why did he fast? That's a big question. We know why he fasted in the month of Ramadan. And you know what's strange about this fast? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved it. He fasted it. And Sahaba find it astonishing. He loved it. And he fasted so consistently in Sha'ban. But never did he ask them to fast in Sha'ban. So they were quite confused. That, Ya Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you love fasting in Sha'ban. Why do you fast in Sha'ban? And the question was asked by Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was the son of the previously adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zayd ibn Haritha, Usama ibn Zayd. Zayd ibn Haritha was the previously adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had a young son by the name of Usama, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam really, really loved Usama, that many a times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would include him with Hassan and Hussein, his two grandsons, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. So he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قلت يا رسول الله رأيتك تصوم شعبان صوما لا تصومه في شيء من الشهور إلا في شهر رمضان. Oh Nabi of Allah, I witnessed you fast in the month of Sha'ban, and you don't fast in Sha'ban after Ramadan as in any other month, the way you fast in Sha'ban. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ذاك شهر يغفل الناس عنه. Oh Usama, the month of Sha'ban, many, many people are heedless of this month. Think about it, in Sha'ban, Rajab comes to an end, right? And especially in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they felt Rajab. Why? Because there was no fighting in Rajab. Rajab was a sacred month, so they could feel Rajab. And then after Rajab comes Sha'ban, and then Ramadan, and during the month of Sha'ban, all the talk is about what? All the talk is about Ramadan. Everyone's talking about Ramadan, right? So, it's just, Sha'ban, like, just gets left out. يَغْفُلُ عَنْهُ النَّاسِ. People don't really, really consider and pay attention to the month of Sha'ban. So number one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I fast in order to draw people's attention towards the importance of the month of Sha'ban. That's the first thing. Number two, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ أَعْمَالُ النَّاسِ. Number two, all your deeds. There is a daily auditing of our deeds that take place. There's a weekly audit of our deeds, and there's an annual audit of our deeds, when our deeds are presented before Allah. On a daily basis, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, they are malaika, they change shifts. When do the angels change shifts? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, they change shifts, right? At the time of Fajr Salah and at the time of Maghrib Salah. So at the time of Fajr Salah, there are angels that go up. They go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah asks them, how did you find my servants? Oh Allah, when we left at the time of Fajr, they were praying. And then at the time of Maghrib, there's another shift that takes place. So there's a daily audit of our deeds that are taking place. Then there's the weekly auditing. Sometimes on a Monday, sometimes on a Thursday, when our deeds are presented before Allah. Then there's the annual, the major, the main presentation of our deeds before Allah. That happens in the month of Sha'ban. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ أَعْمَالُ النَّاسِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ فَأُحِبُّ أَلَّا يُرْفَعْ عَمَلِي إِلَّا وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I would really love it that my deeds are presented to Allah and I am shown as one who was fasting. So that when my deed is presented to Allah, I was in a state of fasting at the time. So that's the one reason why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast. The other reason is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, أَيُّ صَوْمِ أَفْضَلْ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانَ. O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which fast is the best after Ramadan? After Ramadan, when should we fast? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Sha'ban. Fast in the month of Sha'ban. Fast in the month of Sha'ban, لِتَعْظِيمِ رَمَضَانَ. Why? In order to honor your guest, in order to honor the guest of Ramadan, when you are aware of a very important guest coming to your home, your preparation will be in accordance to the guest. If he is somebody who is highly revered and highly honored, you will make sure that preparation is carried out in accordance to the person's status and his position that he enjoys in your sight. Similarly, the month of Ramadan is a great guest of Allah. We don't know if we are going to witness it. Inshallah, we will. And we make the dua. Allahumma balligh barik lana fi sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Allow us to witness the month of Ramadan. But it's a great guest of Allah. We don't know if we are going to receive that guest of Allah. That guest comes from Allah with great expectation and it goes and it leaves and it goes back to Allah. So let us prepare for the month of Ramadan in a manner that suits the greatness of that month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah.